H2 Introduction, a workplace being reconstructed at accelerating speed / H2. P greater than a decade ago, a stable job meant a safe career. Today, industry boundaries are dissolving, job titles refresh every 6 months, and artificial intelligence is taking over tasks once thought to require humans. Our generation faces not a straight upward ladder but constantly shifting terrain. In this environment, the linear story of work hard and you will be promoted is failing, replaced by a more honest question: when change is the only constant, how can we make our career not just survive shocks but benefit from volatility? This article does not begin with cliches but returns to first principles: what a career fundamentally is, what drives growth, and where risk comes from. We will break down the compounding effect of transferable skills, introduce the key mental model of anti-fragility, and provide a practical three-step framework and a 90-day action map. Whether you are at the start, in transition, or at a bottleneck, you can take what fits and begin building your own shock-resistant career path. H2 First Principles, Redefining Career H2. P to truly understand career growth, first take the word apart. Most advice equates career with a position at a company, which is the root of fragility. Once you bind your identity to a title at one firm, the firm's fate, department cuts, and industry decline directly determine yours. That is treating an external variable as your own value, / P. P from first principles, a career is not a position but the degree to which your ability to solve a certain class of problems is needed by the market. It consists of four accumulable elements: knowledge, the depth of your understanding of a field's laws; skill, the feel and mastery of turning knowledge into results; transferable capabilities such as communication, judgment, system design, and learning speed, which are reused across scenarios; and trust capital, the willingness of others to hand you opportunities at critical moments. These four are your internal assets. The company is merely the current container. Containers change, assets follow you, / P. P when we measure career by how much the market needs my ability, many problems dissolve. You care more about the scarcity and universality of your ability than surface titles. You actively manage your portable assets rather than betting everything on one organization's survival. This shift in definition is the first step toward an anti-fragile career, / P. H2 3 Basic Assumptions of Career Growth / H2. P. All effective strategies rest on correct premises. Before planning, calibrate three underlying assumptions that determine the robustness of every later choice, / P. P. Assumption 1. Change is the norm, not an accident. Many treat industry shocks as black swans, but in our era violent change is a gray rhino, large, obvious, yet ignored. Build change into your baseline and you reserve redundancy and prepare ahead instead of being caught off guard, / P. P. Assumption 2. Linear promotion is an illusion. Organizational pyramids narrow upward, and the external definition of value shifts constantly. Betting life on a smooth one level per year curve invites existential anxiety when it breaks. A healthier model is ladder plus platform. Broaden capability horizontally on the platform, then leap vertically when opportunity arrives, / P. P. Assumption 3. Your biggest risk is not failure but stagnation. Failure at least yields real feedback. Stagnation quietly erodes your market value. Someone whose ability structure has not updated in 5 years carries far more career risk than one who keeps trying and occasionally stumbles. Accept this and you stop fearing attempts, treating them as asset accumulation, / P. H2 Transferable Capabilities, the compounding engine of career assets, / H2. P. If professional knowledge is a consumable that must be refreshed every few years, transferable capabilities are assets that compound across roles and industries. We focus on four most worth long-term investment, / P. P. First, structured expression. The ability to break complex problems into clear frameworks and explain them in language others understand is universal across consulting, management, sales, writing, and engineering collaboration. It turns you from someone who did a lot into someone who made the value visible, and the latter gains more opportunities, / P. P. Second, judgment and decision-making. In an era of information overload, the scarce resource is not data but the eyesight to make reasonable trade-offs under uncertainty. By deliberately practicing the habit of define the problem, list options, set stop-loss, you become steadier than peers at critical moments, and that steadiness is recognized as reliability, converting into trust capital, slash P. P. Third, system design. Seeing the system structure behind local details, understanding feedback loops and leverage points, lets you build order amid chaos. Whether building products, leading teams, or running a personal brand, systems thinking lets you move bigger results with less effort, slash P. P. Fourth, learning speed. As knowledge half-life shortens, more important than what you know now is how fast you can grasp new things. Build your own learning methodology, rapid concept maps, output-driven input, validation in real projects, and your ability curve will keep rising, slash P. P. The common feature of these four is that they are not bound to any single employer yet create value at any employer. As you accumulate them, your career shifts from depending on the platform to being needed by the platform, and bargaining power reverses fundamentally, slash P. H2 Antifragility, from resisting risk to benefiting from volatility, slash H2. P. Fragile things break under volatility, robust things stay unchanged, while antifragile things grow stronger through it. The highest goal of career growth is not finding a job so stable it never changes, but designing a career that benefits from change, slash P. P. How? First, manufacture controlled small failures. Big problems accumulate from small hidden dangers. If you break risk into many low-cost micro-experiments, trying a side project in spare time, launching a micro-project internally, even failure costs little yet exposes precious blind spots. Small failures are cheap tuition, big failures are ruinous. Let volatility enter your system in small, high-frequency doses and it strengthens your career immunity like a vaccine, slash P. P. Second, design asymmetric payoffs. The core of antifragility is limited downside with huge upside. Practices include consistently sharing your thinking publicly, very low cost yet possibly seen by key people, building cross-domain relationship nodes, one introduction may change your trajectory, and honing an irreplaceable specialty, ready to convert into independent income. These moves have tiny downside but upside that may rewrite your career curve a/P. P. Third, preserve ample redundancy. Antifragility needs buffers to absorb shocks, savings covering half a year of living, a skill restartable anytime, peers who can support each other in crisis. Redundancy is not waste but the confidence to sail through storms. Extreme efficiency without redundancy is often the most fragile state, slash P. H2 building multiversion career paths, parallel plan A, B, C slash H2. P. Traditional planning worships one correct answer, so when plan A is blocked, people stagnate. A more robust approach holds three versions of yourself, independent yet nourishing each other, slash P. P. Plan A is your current main line. Exceed expectations in your role, accumulate results and reputation. But do not stop there, while doing A, consciously collect transferable capabilities rather than just executing, slash P. P. Plan B is adjacent possibility, extend from your existing abilities toward a related direction. For example, an engineer toward tech management or technical writing, a designer toward product experience. B does not require immediate switching, only a little weekly time to keep it launchable. When the main line's environment worsens, B lets you transition smoothly rather than be forced to zero, slash P. P plan C is a completely different fallback, an ability unrelated to your main job that can generate independent income, such as consulting, content, craft, or investment sense. Its purpose is not immediate money but proving even away from the current system, I can still create value. Those with plan C face unfairness and risk most calmly because they are already free in mind, slash P. P. The three paths in parallel are not scattered energy but the same underlying capability watering different possibilities. When one direction catches wind, you are already present, when one collapses, you have elsewhere to go. This is the Anti-Fragile Career Terrain, /P. H2 Practical Framework, 3 Steps to Build Your Anti-Fragile Career, /H2. P. Good ideas and used are empty. Here is an actionable 3-step framework. Start today rather than when there is time. /P. P. Step 1, Asset Inventory. Take a sheet, for columns, my professional knowledge, my transferable capabilities, my trust capital, who would help me, my redundancy, savings, skills, network. Score honestly, find the weakest column, often your risk exposure, and reinforce it first, /P. P. Step 2, Design Small Experiments. Pick a direction to validate, design an experiment costing no more than 2 weeks of spare time and safe to fail. Want to shift to writing? Publish a short piece daily for 14 days. Want to test consulting? Solve one real problem for a friend for free. The key is real, not imagination, /P. P. Step 3, Systematic Precipitation. Record each experiment's feedback, forming your personal methodology library. Looking back after 3 months, you will be surprised. Scattered attempts have connected into a capability growth curve. Systems turn random effort into accumulable progress, /P. H2 The 90-Day Action Map, /H2. P. Landing the framework on a timeline yields a clear 90-day map. The first 30 days focus on cognition and inventory, read 2 books on career systems and learning methods, complete the asset inventory, and list 3 small directions to validate. The middle 30 days are the experiment period, spend about 10 days on each direction, run a small closed loop at minimal cost, record data and feelings. The last 30 days integrate and amplify, keep the best feedback direction, upgrade it to a sustainable weekly routine, and share results outward so trust capital begins to flow, /P. P. 90 days cannot change destiny but can change your sense of control over your career. When you see with your own eyes, I can make things happen, that agency transforms the posture of all your later choices, /P. H2 Learning System, the engine of continuous iteration, /H2. P. Behind an anti-fragile career is a continuously running learning engine. Many equate learning with taking courses, buying books, saving articles, yet saving equals completion and knowledge never internalizes. A real learning system has 3 disciplines, /P. P. Discipline 1, Output-Driven Input. For every concept learned, force yourself to solve a real problem or write an explanation for others. Only when you can explain clearly have you truly understood. Output brutally exposes where you thought you understood but did not, and that is the entrance to growth, /P. P. Discipline 2, Calibrate and Real Feedback. Practice without feedback is inefficient. Throw your work, judgments, and plans into real scenarios to see if they hold. Being rejected is not scary, forever self-satisfying in a safe vacuum is, /P. P. Discipline 3, Periodic Reconstruction. Spend half a day each quarter reviewing which capabilities are appreciating, which depreciating, which knowledge is obsolete. Cut inefficient investments decisively, redirect resources to emerging high ground. The essence of a learning system is metabolism, not infinite piling, /P. H2 Relationship Capital, a severely underestimated lever, /H2. P. Talking about career growth, people fixate on ability and effort yet underestimate relationship as a lever. Here relationship is not maneuvering but trustworthy connection. At critical moments, someone who truly knows and trusts you is more powerful than 100 resumes, /P. P. How to accumulate. First, give before taking. Actively provide value in others' projects, even a serious comment or a key forward. Giving deposits principal in the relationship account. Second, stay discoverable. Consistently publicize your thinking and work so potential collaborators can find you when needed. Third, maintain few deep relationships rather than many shallow links. 3 or 5 peers who would answer your call at 3 a.m. outweigh 5,000 likes, /P. P. When volatility comes, relationship capital is your softest yet firmest buffer. It tilts opportunities toward you before they form and holds you up in lows, slash P. H2 common pitfalls, don't let effort turn against you, slash H2. P in building an anti-fragile career, beware several high-frequency pitfalls. Pitfall 1, equating busyness with growth. Staying late does not mean ability is appreciating, it may mean drowning in low-value tasks. Test every busy stretch with, which asset am I accumulating? Pitfall 2, blindly chasing trends. Today blockchain, tomorrow AI, trend chasers often catch the last wave. Rather than chase nouns, precipitate underlying capabilities independent of specific technologies. Pitfall 3, over-optimizing the resume while neglecting real ability. A resume gets interviews but cannot carry you far. The market ultimately pays for real value. Pitfall 4, going alone. Treating asking for help as weakness makes you miss shareable leverage. Acknowledging limits and using collaboration is maturity, slash P. H2 conclusion, take your destiny back into your own hands, slash H2. P in an uncertain era, no one can promise you a forever stable job. But everyone can build, amid turmoil, a ship hard to sink, with transferable capabilities as keel, multi-version paths as cabins, learning system and relationship capital as sails, redundancy as ballast. When storms hit, the fragile are swallowed, the robust barely survive, and the anti-fragile ride the waves forward, slash P. P career growth, in the end, is not climbing a mountain someone else drew, but learning to build roads in unknown terrain and light lamps for fellow travelers. Start today with asset inventory, with a small asymmetric experiment, with a thought brave enough to share publicly. You need not do everything right at once, only make today's self more choiceful than yesterday's. That is the most certain growth in an uncertain world, slash P.